Okay. Where are we?
Next one.
Oh, so we actually never read the Braise, but all right. So the Gemara is going through line by line all the dinim of this Braise. The Braise said, "Shartam shizik ashlam bedin machir machir nishmuktish shachtoi nasa matana masha asa asui." Zog the Gemara. So we already explained the first part. Shachta minas matana masha asa asui. Bishlam minas matana masha asa asui l'radio. Like we said, by machra it's machra l'radio, and then you go collect it. Ella shachtoi lacy vilishtalim ibisare. So what's the problem? So what do you mean that? What do you mean? Shachtoi minas matana l'asa loy klum. What's the point? So, one second. Sorry, masha. Wrong one. Meaning as if it's going to stop the, it's going to stop it. But what's the problem? It came from the buses. Look, Rashi. Nasa matana mashas also l'ridi k'mechira. Al shachli k'zal g'day. Mashas also lafkuei minizik amar. That means that it worked. The shechita worked, and therefore you're stuck. The hasam lek l'meim l'ridi, because once you shachted it, can't be l'ridi. So therefore, so what's going on over here? What's the problem? The meat is still here. Go make yourself a barbecue. And the Gemara, this the sanye chai ain li al chai shochtim inayin tamlema machres ashar. So we say we have an extra pasuk. Tell me that the din, the shor tam, is mishdal magufa is lab dafka when the shor is alive. Even if you shechted it, even if the shor is dead, you can still whatever's left, you can still take. So what's the problem? I'm Rav Shizvi, I'm Nitzricha, Ella, the Pchas Shchita. Pchas Shchita is Rashi, Masha Nifchas Dama, V'Shchita Soi, Eina Mazik Meshale. Okay, so the fact that the difference in price between a live shor and a dead shor, that is what the Nizik loses, that's what the price it means. Masha Asa, you don't have to pay the difference between the live shah and the dead shah. Zog the Maravaita. Amrav Huna, Brenda Bisho, Zaisimaris. This Mishnah, what we see from this Mishnah, what this Mishnah this Bryce is telling me is, Hamazik Shabush Chaveri, Potter. Zog Rashi. Shabush Chaveri. Karka Mashabez Chaveri. So, after the loiva damages the shibud, or anyone that damages the shibud, so he's potter. How do we see that from the Braisa? So, because here, Batsam, the shor is meshubid. The shor is meshubid. You shechted it, so you mazik the shibud. Now he can only be gave less. Still, we say, Misha says, the Braisa says, it's potter. So you see that Mashmashmashmashmashmashmash is potter. Mashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashmashm Like the Gemara Pshita, Rashi, Demhacha Shamin Allah. Beloy Mehmed Rav Huna. So Rashi learns, the Gemara's Kash is that Pshita, meaning, obvious, that's what the Mishnah, that's what the Brayis is telling me. It says, you shecht it, then it works. So it's telling me that if you mask your potter. That's how Rashi learns. The Ravid learns the Gemara's Kasha. Am Rav Huna by Yeshua Pshita Mereisha Shamet Mina. In other words, the Gemara is taking issue where on Rav Huna's choice where to pull out the din Master Zuchayra's Potter. Where do we know it from? Right? He says you know it from the case of Shechita. Says the Gemara Pshita, we already know that from the Reisha. That where it says Hikdish and Muktish. As a fact, that's how the Ravid learns Gemara's Kasha. Kamafsa chibude. So on this point of the Gemara,
which
Pshita means we know it. Rav Huna said we know it from the case of Shechita. we already know it from the second case of the Braisa. Machre machre gdishe mutdish. Then we know it from the ratio. What are you waiting for to say? We already know it. It's not so much cheat. The meaning is we already know it. Now, so over here, Yoni had a question. The chayra tshikapela, because hare. The Gemara a minute ago just told us what does it mean? Hekdisha kadosh. It means midrabo. Right, and that's the whole discussion. The Rishayin and Taisvis is Merchiach that Al Karchav we're talking about Kedusha's Damin, because otherwise Hekdish Mafkiyim De Shibud. So therefore, we're talking about Kedusha's Damin. It's not Mafkiyim De Shibud, and therefore he could still be Gaiva. Narvas, you have to be Maisev Dinar just a Chin Hekdish Gezer Shleim Hekdish Yais Vleikom. Now, which means that you could still be gaiva, right? So where's the mazik shibuda? If we're talking about kedushas haguf, and hekdesh hekdesh means that it's kaddish and it's mafkir the shibud, yeah. So we see that mazik shibud chaveira is pater, wonderful. But Ayyaz, the Gemara just told us, what does it mean? What does it mean? Hekdesh, Hekdesh, Midrabo. It's just the Drabanon. You have to be Maisif, a dinner, some symbolic pigeon over here. Yeah? So then what kind of Malach Shubit Chaber is that? That is the question. A very, very strong question. Right. Now, maybe this question is on the right is Giris of the Gemara. Yes.
Maybe this idea
has to pay the extra dinner. Oh, so Chaira. So the first thing that came to my mind is that maybe he made him lose that dinner. He made him lose that dinner. But, and then they told me, I think that Abraham said that, but L'chaira, I think that that's not a good teretz, because that L'chaira is grama ba'alma. That's L'chaira grama ba'alma. Even if you hold Mazik Shibud Shechaveiroi is chayiv, here you're going to be potter. It's Grom Balma. Because I was makdish it, in order for you to access your money, you're going to have to pay some money to get it. Right? Exactly. And let's say, you know, I locked the door. Yeah? And the way to open it, you have to put in money to open it. There's a meter. Yeah? So you say that's makdish bulish chaveroi. Because you have to put in a shekel in order to access your money. No, that's mamish grama. It's grama alma. It's not even garmi. It's probably just grama. Chayr is not garmi. It's grama alma. I caused you a loss of a shekel that you're gonna have to pay it. So therefore, I don't think that that's the kasha. So then. Then from out that shekel, you can't prove from there that Mazik Shibud Shibud Shechaveroi and Chayif Bar Shichlam Aris that you're going to be potter, because by Chayif Bar Shemaros you were Mazik the Shibud Mamish, you Mazik the Shibud Mamish. So over there maybe Chayif. Mashenkin over here says Gram Baalma L'Chayra. So therefore, I think the question is really a strong question. This Giras of the Raivit, the Pshita, that we know from the Reish, where do you know from the Reish? The Mazik Shibud Chaveroi. Because the Chayr, Bishlam, we're talking about Kedushas Haguf. Fine. But if we're talking about Kedushas Damim, then Kedushas Money, sorry, careful. Kedushas Money, can't use Hebrew. Kedushas Money, so Kedushas Money, then the Chayr, the Hekdush is Chal, and the Hekdush is Chal, but you're able to be Gaiva. Yeah, because it's not mafkiyim the shibud. Mela, l'chayu with the mazik shibud chaveri. So, tzarchi. All right, tzarchi. Now, fine. So Gemara says the Gemara that's not pshita. Why? Ma l'seima hasam hu da malei. So if not. For Rav Huna, let's go over Rashi. That saying that the diak is obvious What you're trying to pull from here is obvious that we talk zayis merit. You see from here, Mazir Mechler is potter. Nishkan raya. Why? But there you say loy chesatich. I didn't make lose anything. I didn't take anything away from you. I didn't make lose any. I didn't take anything away from you. I just took away the
wind.
I took away the wind. So this is a very difficult gemara. Like Hashem has been bothered by. Now what's this? You just when you shecht the animal, you just took away the wind. Less man that no one would have a havamina. If I go over to your cow and I shecht it, and so and you come to be tamei me in Bezdin, I'll say no, I didn't do anything. The cow is still here. The meat is still here. I just let some air out of the tires. Took away some wind. So you say not mechayiv. The animal's alive now. It's dead. Achera ein lechazik gav lemizet. And the Chazak called the Mizet. You said the Gemara and Meruba. The Gemara says if you shecht it, you shecht it. You can hold it. The Gemara calls it your Gazlan. The Gemara says, just shecht the cat, whatever. The Gemara says the Meruba, you're a Gazlan. Meaning, I don't need the Gemara, but it's Pasha without that. Yeah. But so what's the happening over here? Now the truth of the matter is, over here it's a little different in that we're not talking about Mahamash Chazak. It's not his, right? Here we are talking in the world of Mazik Shibudish Chadar. It's only you mean Mazik Shib, you're not being Mazik what actually belongs to the guy. You know, but still, I don't see why that should make a difference. Especially, listen carefully, everybody say, that. And this really takes us to the heart of the sugya here, because when we're talking about mazik shibudei shechaveray, yeah. So in the Gemara itself, there's a problem which the Achrayim ask that zayis emeres and mazik shibudei shechaveray potter. In this case, from din the shech the shar, we see that if you chayfish bar shichna maris in someone's field that he has a lean on, you're potter. L'chay is a pelah. We're talking about Shartam. Shartam is Knas. We pass Kapalganiska Knasa. That means that we saw many times that Knas Pashtas. Is it the Chiv is first Chal and Bashasam Adabidin. Yeah? The Chiv is Chal Bashasam Adabidin. That's what Taisa said, right? El Mal Fir Bekiva, Xeris Akasav, Yuchad Ashar, Eschal before. Yeah? We're not going in Bekiva, we're going in Mishmal, except for the Rambam. According to Rav Rubin Shalom Sharinim, this Sukhi is going for Mishmal. So let's not discuss Rav Bekiva for now. And that's Rambam's Mechudish Gashita. But most Sharinim are going to go, the Bai is going to go to Mishmal. Yeah? Now, so Rechiv, there's no Xeris Akasav. That the Palganis Knas is any different than any other Knas, and that Taisa is Mechiach, the Sharim Mechiach from Raya's, the Chiach Knas is Chalim Shasim Adem Adin. So, what's the Raya from here? That Mazik Shubin Chavera is Potter, here is no Chiv yet. What's the Raya? Here is no Chiv yet. The bomb kasher. The bomb kasher, by the way.
Why is it only sold the Ridya? What? Of course it's a Chiv.
What?
Why am I only five? Why is it only sold the Ridya?
Because he's gonna get it eventually. That's what I mean. I don't understand.
It's not a Shiva though.
The Shiva. You're asking what? He should preempt the Chiv. You're asking. If we're saying that the Chiv is only Chal, Shasem Adredin, so then, if he sold it, so he should preempt, there shouldn't even be a Shiva on it.
No,
that might be only after Mother Bedin.
Unless you're sure
good.
So you're not
chayav
to pay him until
Bezin
Sefer. You have to pay him because you have to figure out.
No, but the question is though, if I'm saying that there's no raya from here, the guy be Mazik Shibuda is here the chayav wasn't chal yet. So if we're saying the bets of no Shiba yet, so Nu is asking, in the nach of my question, then why is it we sell as a machle raya?
Because everyone's going to say he's chayiv. He doesn't know what he's chayiv to do the best. But Rav Shmuel doesn't say he's not chayiv. He just says you have to go to the best and to estimate all the
values. No.
Why not?
Because if he's saying it's knas, and the Shem is saying the knas, the chayiv is chal, the shas, the mother, there's no chayiv yet.
There's no chayiv yet.
He's chayiv.
You know he's
going to
be chayiv.
He's going to be chayiv. There's no chayiv yet. So Lou's asking why when you sell it, are you able to be guided?
That's how Shibud works. You lend money for someone for 30 days. He's going to be chayiv in 30 days. You can't collect now, but there's still Shibud on the phone.
Why?
Because that's how Shibud works. If I lend money, if
the question is though, but normally Shibud works, there's a chayiv. There is a chayiv. Okay?
Chayiv
is pay. When I borrow money, I owe money.
The time comes to
pay.
That's just the man of pride,
but I say, I owe the money. If I borrow money from the bank, yeah, I have to pay back in 10 years from now. So I don't owe money now, I owe money. I have a chayiv. I owe the bank the money. This man of pride is later, but I owe the money. Here we're saying it's knas. There's no chayiv yet. Until the bezin creates the chayiv.
It's going to be.
So
why?
I'm not a navi. What does that do with anything? It's going to be. So it's going to be. Rashi is right now.
What's the difference in borrowing for 10 years and this?
Because if I borrow money now, I'm not borrowing in 10 years from now. I'm borrowing money now. I owe money. This man prime is late. I owe $100,000 to the bank. I owe the money now. The chayiv is here now. So Chari, you have to say, to answer your question, that even though the Chayiv wasn't Chal yet, but since the Sibas HaChayiv is there, yeah, the Mechayiv is already here, that's enough to create a Shibud, even though the actual Chayiv is not Chal yet. That's not what you said. Now, but if you're asking the Manav Shach, there's a Shibud, then there's no Kash. That's your point anyway. Okay, that's what we have to say. In other words, we see from here that Shaykh, that there should be a Shibud, even though there's no Chayiv yet, because the Siba Sachiv is here. That's not what you said. You could smile like a Cheshire cat all you want. That's not what you said. That even the Siba is here, that's enough to make a Shibud. It's just a dogma to this, okay? Just a wild dogma. Just because the famous Muki Yosef, that the Eishim Shemchitzov is as if you did it before. So even though the chiv is not chal until it actually happens, you throw a spear in it and damages. So he says that the shibud nechasim is chal before, even though the hezek didn't take place yet. So he sees such a musa that the shibud, as long as the siba is there, it's enough. Create a Shibud, that Lechai would be Hezbovia. But then Marashah was saying, either way, the question of the Trumas Akri and Reb Shimon is not going to be a question, because if there is a Shibud, and therefore it will be Daimon to Mazah Shibudah. You still want to know what the question was originally?
Yeah.
The question was that Lechai, if the Chiv is not Chal yet, so then what's the Raya from here? You pot to be if you damage it, what's the Raya Gabe when there's a real Shibud? I have a piece of property, I have a lien on the property, yeah? I loan you $100,000. Your house is mishubat to me. Yeah? And then you go and break all the windows. Right? So there, I have a real shibud. The chiv and everything, it's all there. So therefore, maybe a chayim. I'm changing over here. The chiv wasn't a chayim. That was the question. So, okay. So Lewis is saying, you have to say that the shibud is going to be chal anyway. Fine. But it's not like Shiloh Kashin Truma Zikri. Why he doesn't say that? We have to be Mayan. But the Truma Zikri answers, and maybe Shimon also does, I'm not sure. But the Truma Zikri answers, it's that same piece of Tav Zayin Aleph. He says that Harei, the Rishonim in the Sugya are done, and most Rishonim are saying the Shita, the Raw says, and the Miri says, Miri says, maybe it's not like that. Most Rishonim learn, the Truma Zikri, and most Rishonim learn that the side of the Sugya of Mazik Shibur Shachaveiroi is the same side of Garmi. Memes and Zariah to that, because Gemara Shtel Su, Rabba, which is Sayyid Shtel Rezh Shachaveiroi, right, which is the Sugya of Garmi, and the Gemara Shtel that Su to Mazik Shibur Shachaveiroi. So Rishonim say that there aren't two different concepts over here. The concept of Mazik Shibud Shachaveiroi, when I'm Chayv Bar Shich and Mar is in your Shibud, or I burn your star and you can't be Gaiva, which is Garmi, it's really the same thing, except that by Mazik Shibudoi Shachaveiroi is even when it's my thing, and Garmi is only when I'm dealing with your thing. But that the side of the Chiyuv is the same. It's one inside of the Chiyuv. It's really Garmi. Now, it's not that there's two different Gedarim. There's a Gedar of an issue. There's a Sugya of Mazik Shibudoi Shachaveiroi, and there's a Sugya of Garmi, which are two different concepts. In the Gemara, the Gemara brings the two together. And that's what the Ra says in the Shita. Ross in the Shita Klaimad, Loidon Zit Meris, Mazr Khver Potter, Klaimad, Loidon Nigami. When we say Mazr Khver is Potter, Zoise Meres, Klaimar, they not done the Nigami. The Hainu Ha. Kidamina, Namaik Shah Khver, right? Because of Machloi. Another example of that is, right, if I sell a Shtar Chai, I have a Shtar Chai with someone, I sell it, and then I turn around, I double cross him, and I'm Michael the guy. Right? The man that done your me, Potter. So I don't know why he's viewing that more as, well, that's his raya, that Mazik Shubha Chaverim and Garmi is the same thing. But the Ra says that. The Miri so also it, discusses this.
Is it the same thing? How they compare?
What?
How they compare with even the same thing?
The Ra says Garmi and Mazik Shubha Chaverim are the same idea. Same idea is that you've been garmed to have. One second. That's what he says. And the Meiri in the sheet over here as well says because since, you know, he says that in Allah and our sugya, since we pass him, we're down dina the garmi. We are down dina the garmi. Imkain, who are then? So Huadin, Mazik Shibud Shachaveiroi is also chayiv because we're down the Negami. He says, Ain Hefesh here. Shekol Mazik Shibud Chayiv Mikoyach Din Negami. Ain Hefesh Beneim El Beloshin. The Mazik Shibud in Yonoi be Mazik Bishal Atzmoi. That's what I said. That's the Miri. The Mazik Shibudoi means even when I'm the owner and you have a shibud on my karak and I do it, even if I'm doing it my own thing, that's called mazik shibud, right? Okay? Then he means that's analogy. We see it many places in Gittin Pashal like that. We'll explain that in a second. But Samela says, Shum Zakri, if the whole handel rai of mazik shibud shachaveiroi is garmi, so what does that mean? That means that we're talking about the potential hezek that I'm causing you. Garmi is that is grama batsem, right? What's garmi? It's grama. It's just a sophisticated type of grama where whatever the reason in the Rishonim give, what is the chilek? What's called garmi? What's called grama? In the beginning of the year, I think we had four malachim Rishonim. What the difference between Garmi and Grami is, whether Bari Azeko, you need something else to happen, etc. Whatever the chiluk is, but the idea is that you're being Garmi Chayiv for the fact you Garmi, you caused the Hezek, you know it's indirect, but it, whatever it is that makes it Garmi and not Grami to make you Chayiv, but it's the idea that you're causing a Hefsid. So Meila, what are we talking about over here? By Mazik Shibud Chayiv also, and I'm causing a Hefsid, you're not about to be Garmi, right? right? It's the I'm causing you a hefsid, and when you're going to end up being gaiva from the karka, you'll have less you'll have less to be gaiva from. That's the hefsid that I'm causing you. So Mela, if that's what it is, it's the potential hezek. It's the with the hefsid that I'm going at the end of the day. It doesn't make difference that today the chiv is not chal. So kol saif ayidei that I'm shechting the animal. When push comes to shove, eventually I will have been goyim you a hefsid. It doesn't make difference if the chiv is chal. Punk, the chiv wasn't chal yet. So kol saif if the saif gar me says shum zakri the meila. I'm being gayer of you that have sin.
That's how he
answers Kasha.
So according to the Miri, the Gamir is Chayim. The Mazik Shibud is Chayim.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. Since we passed the Gamir is Chayim, the Mazik is also Chayim. That's what we said.
If someone shechs the animal, and it's worth more dead than alive, who gets that extra?
It's worth more dead than alive?
Yeah.
What's after shechted, it's worth more than before shechted.
Let's say it's a broken leg when it's alive.
Why don't you shechted count sell me if you're going to lose money?
Again, because you have to cut it up. It's a lot involved. Not just the shechting. The animal weight is dead. So anyway,
someone pointed out.
I don't know what. Yes.
There could be a
chav.
I'm shechting someone's
random animal. No. You're shechting his animal.
Because there, you're stealing
ruach. You can't steal
someone's random guy's animal's ruach.
But
here,
not only stealing
ruach, you just
have
to pay the money
in
the animal form. So if you just.
Are you trying to answer our original question? How much? Yes. How are you answering? Wait a minute. Let me get back to the question right now. So as I was saying, this the question that what is the svara that took away the wind? Yeah. It's more of a question if you hold that the whole Yisrael Mazik Bin Chaver is just a hezek that I'm gairim you, right? That means that we're not handling b'chal a mice a hezek on the animal. We're handling the loss of revenue that I am being gairim to you. We're saying that it's garmi. The hainu that by me doing this, you're going to ultimately have less. If that's true, then Seif Kosaif, Matsias was going now, obviously the behem is worth less, otherwise there won't be any sugi here, right? That behem, the dead animal is worth less than the live animal. Okay? So, maybe it was a shor l'charisha. Maybe it was a shor that's being used, as we saw, mochel eridya, right? We're talking about a shor l'charisha, so a plowing shor, maybe it's worth more than the meat, otherwise then we're just shechted. But anyway, the point is that if we're talking about the potential hazard that I'm being guarding to you, then the Chared, it just makes the question even stronger, why are we worried about the fact, well, what's the svar that I only took away the air, but if we're not handling the hazard, we're handling the grum of the loss of revenue, the monetary loss that I'm causing you ultimately, then it just makes it more of a question that even though you didn't do anything physically, let's say, right? Same meat, didn't do anything to it, just away some air from it. So what? But if we're handling garmi, then we're not handling ma'is and mazik. We're handling garmi the way Moshe Shem say that we're handling the loss that I'm being garim to you. I mean, handling the loss that I'm being garim to you, then that loss is here. Who cares if the mice is less of mice hazik because the animal's still here? But said Kasav, the loss is there.
That answers the question.
What?
That answers why there's a difference between
shepherds and
animal
and this. But I'm just saying, but if anything, that makes it worse. It makes the question worse, I'm saying. Because if we're handling the future, we're handling the loss that I'm causing you.
I'm talking about this case.
I'm talking about the Gemara Svara. Why the Gemara is saying that you can't prove from here, Gabe Mazik Shibudai was here. But if the all you say Mazik Shibudai is the loss I'm causing you, so that you have here, what's the difference? That's what I'm saying. Now, Gabe that's Mishailah. what is the gather of Mazik Shebudai? What is the gather of Garmi? Isn't the same thing, not the same thing. The Taisis is in Gittin, please. Cassini got my good notes here. Taisis is in Gittin. Nachmem Aleph wants in Machalev between Mazik Shebudai and Garmi. Taisa says, okay. Taisa says, without going into the whole Gemara, this sugi is very negated to us, it's sugi lepaitiki, but says Taisa, I feel man the potter, bedin in the Garmi. F should the machai man should be chaveri. Knemuch and perakamaniach. Taisa says that even the man that says the pot of bedin garmi, F should the machai and man should be chaveri. Man should be chaveri is more chomer than garmi. He says it's muchach in Hamaniach, Hamagimel and Beis. So we haven't learned that Gemara, so we should know whether it's muchach or not, and where it's muchach. He says it's muchach in Hamaniach that Mazik Shibud Shechaveroi is more chomer than Garmi. He doesn't explain why. He doesn't say where the Raya is. Maybe the Raya is from when the Gemara brought down. Let's read the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Zeke ba'almu d'shakim minach, ba'almu l'chayiv, hanami Rabba Amra." The Amar Rabba says, "Shesh chaveroi potter." And there's also a difficult Gemara because by shesh chaveroi, also you didn't do anything to the karka. You ripped up the shtar, and now you can't be gaiva. Okay, why is that? And the Gemara had a problem with shechting versus digging holes. That shechting you did less than the digging holes. So then, by Sarif Teresov, you did even less than shechting as far as the karak itself. But anyway, but the Gemara says, "Ma'od the same hasam udam le nair ba'alma kaloi minach avahech chob b'bershu Gemara is l'chayiv." So the Gemara had a havamin at least. That the fact that Rabba holds Sarish Resh Chaver is Potter, which is classic Garmi, still maybe Chayva Barish Chamaris will be Chay. Where is Shahavimina? Kamashmoa? No. That's also Potter. The Ha Hacha command the Chayva Chamaris, right? The Rash is Snicker. Over here, the Shechti, the animal, is. In this respect, tantamount to being chayv by Shich and Maris as Rashi, because the common denominator is that it's nicker, as opposed to Sarish the rest of it's not nicker. So we see even chayv by Shich and Maris is nicker, is chayv. Now, so I don't know. Okay, Taisus doesn't give me the time of day over there. Maybe Taisus is Raya. But even the mandamit says, they don dinagami. Maybe by Sarish Teraisov, you're going to be Potter. What's that? It says Muchach and Amania. Where is the Muchach? Maybe it's this line of the Gemara. Because Gemara had a possibility that even Rabbi that says Sarish Teraisov Chaveroi is Potter to me. You're not. In other words, what that means is, if you're not Don Dina Garmi, maybe Sarish Teraisov Chaveroi is Chay. So we see that maybe. Mazik Shmuel Shechaver is Chayiv. Chayiv Baruch Shich Lamar is going to be Chayiv. Even though Sarif is Potter. It means even though, to translate that to mean, even though Garmi is Potter, Mazik Shmuel Shechaver is going to be Chayiv. That is what Taisus wants in this Gemara. Back upon him, so Taisus is saying that maybe they're not the same. You know, you're Chayiv one apart from the other. So what would be the difference? What would be the difference? Mechayer, the chiluk. So what's the chiluk? Why is this part of this chayiv? And it's obvious it's a different gather of it's a different gather chiyuv. According to the Miri and the Ra, it's all the same. The same gather. As well, Allah you pass one, you pass in the other. The Taisis argues. The question is, how does Taisis understand the difference between Garmi and Grama? The difference between Garmi and Mazik Shibudai. So Chayyur the Hesper is Pashit that Taisis understands. Gufo was saying before, Garmi is Grama. It's a fancy Grama, right? I know that it's more direct, whatever the svar is, but it's the yisayiv gami is that you're being mechayiv him for the hefsid that it's causing. Mazik shibud shechaveiroi, that's a gather of mazik. That's a gather of mazik. I know that when I have a lien on your property, so it's, having a lien is a shtikl kinyan, it's a mixed kinyan. There's a ritva and kedusha here, Daf Yud Gimel, that says that a shibud is the nuskal der dva is that it's a kinyan lechatzayim. It's a kinyan. It's only al tzadi. You're not going to pay whatever it is, but there is some element of kinyan in a shibud. It's not just stamps a schus that I had an outside schus to be gaiva, right? It's an oifin of me being gaiva the chay that you owe me, right? Pshat is no. It's some type of mixes kinyan. It's a kinyan chatzayin. There's some type of kinyan that I actually have. It's a one-sided kinyan, but it's not my kinyan that I actually have in the object. So meila, what?
Can I sell that?
Can you sell it?
Yeah.
Well, mechir is the concept of selling mechir shtaris, right?
It's not.
And for example, some of shayim gufa say that. Why is it? We mentioned more before. Once I can sell the chayiv, and I can go be meichel. Why? How's that work? So some rishonim say because that's only thing I could sell is a shibud nechasim. The shibud guf I can sell. Shibud guf is you owe me money. I can't sell that. It's not tangible, right? So what am I? So when I sell, you owe me $100,000. I sell the ben, right? What I sell to ben? I sold the schus that I have in your karaka. That's the only thing I can sell. But the etzim chayiv, you still owe me the money. So if I'm moichel you, so man, there's no shiva in the karaka anymore.
So
that's how some rishonim explain.
What?
That's how some rishonim say how mechila works by mechira shtaris. So that's correct. But the point, one second. So the point is that the difference between garmi and grama. On one hand, and Mazik Shabbat Chaveray, where Teresa says that even if you hold Garmi as Potter, but Mazik is a Michayev, what's the difference? The answer is the Chayra that Garmi is the Yisoy that I'm being Garim Mehefsit. By Mazik Shabbat Chaveray, Pshat is, it's a Maisa Mazik. It's not that I'm being Garim Mehefsit, I'm being Mazik you. That's the difference. That's why I try to say that Garmi is Potter. Because it's indirect. The hefsid that I'm causing is indirect. By mazik shibud chaveray, there I'm actually being mazik something that you have. And that's called ma'aseh mazik.
Didn't we say earlier? Didn't we say earlier though that Tesis is mechag between grom and garmi? Garmi would be
of course. All of the shayim again. Rashi is not the regular shita. Rashi holds no difference between Garmi and Grama. Ari's favorite Rashi, but and the Rishonim I said most Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and they hold that Garmi and Grama not the same thing. It's irrelevant, really. They're machal between Garmi and Grama. I said Garmi and Grama on one side, okay? Because that's all I'm being Garmi you have said. That's Garmi and Grama. Is it one thing or is it not? What is the difference between two? That's the whole sugi of garmi. Yeah? But that's when I'm being garm. All that is in when I'm being garm, you have sit. That is mazik shulish chaveiroi, where you have a shiba, you have something here, and I'm actually damaging you. It's a mazik to your thing. It's not that that since I was mazik shiba, so now you lose money, you're not about to get all your money back. No! You have sit. Yeah, I'm taking something away from you. I'm being mad at your thing.
It's the same if Garmi is a direct.
No, because Again, it's bari hazeh because that's why. Even though it's always in there. No one says it's always garmi is bats and grum. It's indirect. Elmai, certainly find him. Chayim, certainly find butter. Is it bari hazeh or is it? It doesn't need something else. But it's all as far as the mechal fine line between this grama and that grama. But it's all in the world of grama. Okay. What I'm suggesting, but that's Taisvid. Taisvid is saying there's a fundamental difference between all that and Mazik Shibudai. That's why we can say Mazik Shibudai is Chayiv, and that's Pater. Adug Muldavar, there's a Taisvid, I think we had it in Aishagada, that's Machala between Dovra Gairim Lamamin and Garmi. This is the Rav Shimon that says Dovra Gairim Lamamin is Kamamu. What does that mean? For example, Ganav. Steal something, yeah? Chometz, what about Pesach? He steals chometz, it's after Pesach, it's also banah. He could say reishul chol fanecha. Say reishul chol fanecha. And give it back to the guy. So now, this chometz is worthless. Yeah, it's also banah. There's only one person in the world that this chometz has value to. Who's that? The ganav. Because for him, if someone destroys it, he has to go ahead and pay the guy. So it's Gairim Lamamin. Yeah? This thing for him is Gairim Lamamin. So Taisa says, there's a difference between Gairim and Gairim Lamamin. So Shimon says, Dover Gairim Lamamin is Kimamin. So Taisa says, there's a difference between that and Gairim. It's a different sugya. Why? Because the Mandam Dover Gairim Lamamin is the same idea. Gairim Lamamin Pshad is Kimamin Dami is a Pshad that since for me this has value, it's considered, you know, it really has no value for the whole world, but for me it has value, it's considered mine, and if you're Mazik it, you're Mazik my thing. Garmi, again, it's Garmi, it's just that I'm causing you a loss. I'm causing you a loss. That's a different issue. So the same idea I think that Taisa is saying, Taisa Machal between Garmi and Mazik Shibudai. So, L'chayv is a very serious the Gemachlekes in the whole sugya over here, that the Gemara is going back and forth between Garmi and Mazik Shibudai, and Lufi Taisa is the two different things. But as we said before, if it's the same thing, then the question of the taking away the air, the chayr is a strong question.
If you that sound under tais, it doesn't get any weaker.
I say what?
If you that sound under tva, if he pays me cash,
no,
right?
Fine.
Am I still owed money?
No, of course not.
Why not? Because
again, it was a kinyan l'chatzayin, the kinyan only for the gvia. That's why it was a kinyan l'chatzayin. It's only for the gvia. It's not a kinyan. It's a kinyan for the gvir.
The
seder, you could, again, but if there's no chayiv, if you paid me in cash, there's no chayiv. There's no gvir. There's no kinyan. Kinyan is for the gvir. It's not a separate kinyan. It's a kinyan for the gvir. That's why he calls it chatzayim. It's a kinyan chatzayim because it's a kinyan for one thing. If he pays me, then he's not kind of. Yes, sorry.
According to
Tesis,
the question is
that
we're getting a new. Can you
quote to
me
so Rabbi Abram tried to use Taisvis to answer the question a little better. But even if Taisvis is still shrev, I'm just saying it's even worse than not if Taisvis.
What would you say?
Whatever, it doesn't really matter. we'll leave it for now. Okay.
Amazing.
Rabbi Abram's not. Fine. Yeah. Like this. There's a number of Rishonim. Rashi, the Baal Amor, Pashto Rebbe Chananel. Okay, you think?
I did look at this.
You know me. He's going to be called out in this one, so I think, you know. Okay, so now he's not responsible. Yeah. Rashi, at the end of the parak, says something rather startling. Rashi says, Rabbi Akiva, he da amar shutfininu. So again, it was sort of like parachuting into the Gemara, but what can you do? V'guf shalosh hilkach, avad ashar, avad nizkai. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that Yuchat Ashar, the shar gets lost, That's it. You're out of business. Hilchach kavishneim hu demechayev ilasnayu tavayu. Here's a case where you're not sure which are damaged. Again, that's not really relevant to us right now. What we need to know is what Rashi says. According to Bekiva, as yuchal ashar, the shar gets lost. Zeo, you're gone.
What does that mean? I mean, does it have to pay the mazik anymore?
Yeah. That's correct. The mazik doesn't pay the nizik. What do you say? Avo. Again, the case over here is talking about we're not sure which shor did damage, but that's irrelevant. Avo Rabbi Shmuel. Kivan the Amar Bal Chayv Hu. Vizuz Yehuda Asik Bey. Rashi is making reference to the Gemara on the Avlam Gimel and Aleph. But the Gemara said, the Nafka Minut, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara was clearing the fear of Shmuel. What's done by Machri Mazik? The Gemara said, "Bachayvuhu v'zuzi the Mazik bay." So therefore, he could sell it because zuzi the Mazik bay. He owes the money. Says Rashi. Rashi makes a point of that. He's coming from that Gemara when he wants to say his chiddush. Once the Gemara says zuzi the Mazik bay, he's a Rashi. He doesn't lose it. Because it's about chayv. He owes the money. So he can't get it from me. He'll get it from somewhere else. That's what Rashi says. And that's what the Baal Amar, in the beginning of the next parak, says as well. What? Why is it startling? Because the concept of gufay, right? Partially learned that's a paitik. The Gemara says it's not a paitiki.
He's talking after Gemara.
What?
Is talking after the
Gemara
in that case.
I understand. The paitik. The Gemara says the paitik is only before the Gemara then.
The
paitik is only after the Gemara then. If you're Shmuel,
what are you on?
Mechalik is before the Gemara then, no? Not with the Rambam. According to everyone, all the Rishonim, the Parshim Shah is that. So it's not a Paitiki. That's why it's startling. Now, I didn't say it's Mufrach, I said it's startling. It was a Chiddush to me. That's such a Shita. That's not the impression I got from Mar Gemara. But let's see. The Baal Mar also says it as well. Again, it's coming into totally different sugyot. Whatever. It's Kiva Damar Rishmo. Bal Chayvu. Mezuz Yehuda Masik Bay. Again, he refers back to the Gemara Bal Chayv. He also harps on that those words. Mechayv Balam Bach Yusai. Mechayv Leshal Meshar Nechasim. The Megufay. Whatever. Let's again show you there. But he says again. Mechayev to pay Mishan Nechasim. Mechayev to pay Mishan Nechasim. So that's Rashi. That's the Baal Amar. And Pashtun is that's Ibn Echanan, Amadal Raman Aleph. Legabe, if the animal gets hukhash. Okay? The Shar Hamazik, the Shar Tam, gets weakened. So it's the Mashmoiz of Ibn Echanan is that. This Gemara might be a bigger chiddush than Rashi and the Baal Amar. The Ben Chananel says, if the shor got weakened, then it's Mashmah Ben Chananel, that fear of Bekiva, tough luck, yuchlat. If you're Bishmol, it's not yuchlat, then the mazik has to pay the difference. When did this happen? When did it get hukhash?
Right. Before there was no fear.
Okay.
It's not your problem.
What?
I think I had a minute left.
So
there's a fighting on the
shore. The shore tam shehizik.
Right.
And now it got lost. Does the
I'm trying to figure the din? What Rabbi found? Why is it not pushing?
Okay. We moved past that, so
I forgot.
Shem Zalman had a rule that a question that was asked on the previous Nakuda doesn't get answered. Once you went weiter, you can ask questions on the previous point. Weiter. What? Now, the Ramban and the Ravid and Taisvis all take very strong issue with this. Taisvis actually asked a kash from our Gemara. That's why we're talking about it over here. Taisvis says, here's what countries are. Shmuel Damer Bachay Behu Vzuzu Hu Damasik Bey. Im Ovar Echad Leibitzchut Kosher. Dalel Amra Afilu Rebbe Shmuel. Shachtai Masha Asa Asoi. What do you mean? According to Rashi, what's the problem? He'll be grave it anyway. The Gemara is Masha Asa Asoi. The Gemara is not saying that the animal's dead. We don't not bring it back to life. Right? Chud is not that we do that it's dead. Point is, that's it. You lost it, right? According to Rashi, how's Rashi learn our Gemara, Ari?
The Rebbe Shmuel's Tan of the Paisa.
Again. The Gemara says, Mash also. You made the animal worth less, and you lose it. According to Fractalis, it's a bomb kash and Rashi. A bomb kash and Rashi. And that's what the Ramban and the Rebbe asked that. But it's one of the brand's kashes. That our Gemara is a percha. Our Gemara says if he shecht it, the nizik loses out. Masha asasi. Fear bishmal. Fear bishmal.
What? That's before Hamad of Adin. So I'm not chayiv you anything
until.
We said the chayiv only comes after Hamad of Adin.
Second. No.
Chayiv only comes after Hamad of Adin. Whatever happened before, I'm only chayiv the gufo from Hamad of Adin.
What?
And then for what? The Rashi, Balmar, and Pashmer Hanano say that. If there was, if something happened to it, you lose out. Then they say, okay, you can always be going for Tzachayv, you can always be going from somewhere else. So then what's our Gemara saying? That you lose out with the Shechita. That's the Kash. That's the Kash was get for the Gemara. So like this. And see, the Ramban asks another question. He says, "Oh, in the beginning starts off." Shabbisham b'chayvu zuzu masik bei loygav mishar nechasa. Klal says the Ramban, the kapoyti meforish dami. There's a difference in the Gemara and Gittin that mem aleph between a poytik meforish and a poytik istam. A poetiki means, obviously I'm going to define them. A poetiki means poetehei. This is where you're being gaiva from, which would mean that on a simple, you know, that it means that the malva, the whatever it is, gloiva would not be able to be misalg and mizod if the. The Malva wants to collect this. He said, Paitei Kai. It means he can't just pay him off. That's the chayr, the Maila of a Paitei. Now, that's Paitei Stam. Paitei Mefurish is when I say, Loi Hei Lecha Parayin Ela Mizeh. You can only be gaiva from this. That's a Paitei Mefurish. The Gemara says, Nafkamina. When I said, you could collect from here, that means that the Malva, the Loiva can't stop him from collecting from there. That's Paitei Kai. You could collect from here. It's a stronger Sheba. But Mefurish says, "Leilcha prayin elamizeh." What's an afkamina? Says the Gemara. What happens? It was shatef nar. That piece of property, and it was a tidal wave, and that's it. The property is done for. Rashi says the water. There's so much water, it's going to stay there. As it became like part of the river, and it's a lake, and that's it. You finished. That's right. Like this rule. So we say by Padik Mefurish, Zayin Gazun. Sorry, but nothing you can do about it. Apparently, for apparently, it's time to collect from somewhere else. So says the Ramban, when our Gemara said Lagimel Beis, Gemara said it's not Paitiki. So the Ramban understands our Pasha. It's a Paitiki Mefarish. It's Paitiki Mefarish. It's lost. It's gone. So then that's it. We can't be going from somewhere else. So on that, the Meiri already says the Rashi will obviously hold that it's a Paitiki Stam. There's a Gemara on the Lagimel Beis. It says the Shor Tam is considered a Paitiki. Gemara doesn't say it's a Paitiki Stam. Paitiki Mefarish. There's also Gemara. Ramban assumes it's Paitiki Mefarish. Therefore, he screams at the Baal Mor and Rashi. Funny, he doesn't call Rashi. He usually treats Rashi with a little bit more than Chayyaz than he does the Baal Mor. Kitzer, so he says, so he assumes for some reason it's Paitiki Mefarish. Therefore, he has a Kasha. The Meiri says, no, Rashi holds Paitiki Stam. And therefore, Paitiki Stam. And Khanabi, if it gets ruined, you bet some cook from somewhere else.
So according to Ramban, it's not a question of not Meiri. Who is the other guy?
The Meiri, that's him, is answering Ramban's question.
The Ramban said this and the Meiri said this?
The Ramban said part of this, and the Meiri said a different part. The Ramban asked the Kasha that it's a Paitiki Mefarish, and therefore, you should, if it, something happens to it, tough luck. And the Meiri says, it's a Paitiki Stam.
Isn't there a Ramban going like Rashi?
No.
Meaning, if I can't pay you back
in
Ebit or Shor, I don't have to pay you anything, no?
For me, it's coming to argue with Rashi. And Ramban's coming to argue the Baal Mor and Rashi and Mechari and Berach and Al, even though he doesn't quote all of them. Now, so what do you do with our Gemara? What do you do with our Gemara? So the Chari have to say that when Mechoik is Rashi, Mechoik is Rashi in Taisvis, is then we say, Rishmol says, Yusha Mashar Bebezdin, Yusha Mashar. Yeah? So what does that mean? That means that the Shar is the means of being done how much he has to pay. Okay? Yusha Mashar. That means that whatever amount of hazard there is, yeah, the chiyuv is never going to be, there's never going to exceed the value of the shor. That's why Kiva says, Yuchat Ashar, and Rishmol says, Yusham Ashar. So what does it mean, Yusham? What do you mean you're assessing the value of the shor? How is that figuring over here? So that's going to be conveyed to me, to Bezdin, based on the value of the shor, that's how we're going to say what is the max that he has to pay over here, right? So that's what Rashi will tell you, and therefore, if that's so the din that we say shor tam is going megufay. Right, that's all the Shurim has. So the Murgla Pumai, right? Ravid says that everyone knows it's common expression. It's common expression, says the Ravid. No, it's him. El Migufa. El Migufa. Second. Because the point is, we say that it's goyim megufay. Tam short time goyim megufay. What does it mean goyim megufay? So the Ramban and their Ayyavid understanding that what it means that's telling me where you could be goyim from. Means you could only be going from Gufay. The Hainu, that's a Paitei Mefurish, and this Paitei Kai, Ein Chaparin El Mizeh. That's what it means, that Sharatam, you go from Gufay, only Megufay. It's telling me where you could be going from. That's what it means, Sharatam is going from Gufay. That's all you could be going from. Is not just how much, but from where. You can only be going from Gufay. Rashi will tell you, then no. This is what we say, Megufay, even if you're small, what does it mean, Megufay? Megufay means that when Yushim Ashar, when we're chancing up, how much the damage is, how much he owes, that's going to be kafin, the value of the shark. So Meila, Meila Fizet. So that's the Einmik of what Lewis meant before. That since over here, we're talking about before the Mother Bedin, right, so we haven't established the Chiyiv yet. So now we're going to establish the Chiyiv based on the value of the shor when it comes to Beis Din, which is now it's already a dead shor. But the point is, it's not the pshat. I'm sorry. Again, what does our Gemara say? Yeah, our Gemara says that if you shechted it, and now it's worth less, right? Now it's worth less. So you lose. You only get kafidis, meaning that we're establishing. Rashi says you could always be going from somewhere else. It's true. You're not limited in where you're being going from. But the value of the shor is used as the guidelines to tell me how much you're chayiv. What is the cap? What is the value of the shor caps your chiyuv? Mamela, if at the time of the Mother Bedin the shor was already damaged, so now when we come to Beis Din and Beis Din is going to put the cap on the chayiv, Beis Din will put it based on the value of the shor.
Shkach, Rabbi.